you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
You know, Little Victories is a way to have a positive start to the day.
That's right. Ooh, I like that. Bars.
Thank you.
It's a way to have a positive start to the
day.
Bars.
And, you know, my positive news is that I actually got a car wash with no wait yesterday.
Did you now?
Zero people in line. You wait till 7 days later. Huh. Whip in and whip out, because it was like lines for days past weekend.
It was, because the sun was out.
Yeah, and I said, I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Even though I need a car wash, so clean car, feeling good over here.
Yeah, got that salt off.
Just the no wait is the little victory.
Nah, but it's nice, though. And obviously, having, you know, staying on top of a car wash is nice, too, especially in the season we're in, whatever.
The salt on the car, and everybody's car was so dirty.
It's always a wait.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that we're here.
Yeah.
We're making it through.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Is that new?
Newish.
I like
newish.
It.
I would say new, but
Looking good.
A newer purchase. Thank you. Yeah, but we're here. Thank you.
We're here. We made it to work.
We're here. I was running late this morning. We're here.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You think you're the only one on the planet? You got this. You're here.
Exactly.
And
thumbs up.
Your glasses match your shirt.
Wow.
See?
Nice.
Wow. Another little victory.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. Do you use a top sheet or no?
Was that a Spanish no?
No, that was actually, yes.
That
was
a Spanish.
Do
don't lie.
North one, but it came out
Spanish.
No,
that was a Spanish.
No.
Or no.
Oh, no. You know, hey there.
Came out Colombian.
Sorry. You're welcome. That was your influence.
Top sheet or no?
Okay, really, though, because, you know, I was just visiting my parents in Florida, and when I got into my room in my parents' house, which
in your private suite.
It's really the guest room, and I just went in, there was a top sheet.
Yeah.
And at home, I never use a top sheet. Haven't used a top sheet in years.
Oh.
Yeah, and, like, even I've been dating somebody new, and I always wonder, you know, like, when he's in my house, like last night, does he wonder where the top sheet is? Because I don't care, I'm not getting one.
Like last night?
Yeah, I had a date last night.
Oh, well then.
You just have to wait to hear about that.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, well, man, nosy DZ over here, bet.
I had a date last night.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I do wonder these things, just even with dating, because when you start spending the night at people's houses, you know, you're like, some people might be like, where's the top sheet? Because it depends on how you live. Do you use a top sheet?
I don't know how y'all psychopaths do no top sheet. So let me
you
ask.
Don't? You're or you
doing,
do?
You're doing duvet to the body? Just like raw dogging duvets?
I don't even have a duvet anymore. I just have a comforter. I used to have a duvet.
You're just raw dogging a comforter?
Comforter, yeah.
Straight to the body?
Yeah.
Oh, you're wild. I need a top sheet.
Wait, you think that's weird that I don't use a top sheet?
I think that's absolutely diabolical.
I
need a top sheet. I got to have that separation between whatever the biggest blanket is that I'm using and whatever's touching my body. I need that nice little cotton fabric between. I don't like polyester.
Uh-huh.
I don't like silk.
Oh.
It all makes me very hot. And even a poly cotton blend doesn't do it for me. So
okay.
I need a straight cotton 100% on my body between whatever's on top, whether that's a comforter or a duvet or both.
Mm.
I need, no. Oh, top sheet gang for life.
Well, Natalie texted in and said, no top shelf, just my big fleece blanket. Never like sheets on except the fitted one. See, I'm the same. I only have the fitted. And then obviously I have pillowcases, but it's nothing but my comforter.
How do you guys get along in life?
I mean, I haven't used a top sheet in years. I'm not saying I didn't have one growing up, but Ashley in Econimwalk, thank you for texting this in. She said, it all gets tangled in my legs. Amen.
How aggressive are y'all sleeping or getting into bed?
She said, my husband insists, so it's on half of the bed only. Because the problem is, it's like when you have to remake it, and half of it's on one side, and half of it's on the other.
You sleep however you want, but that top sheet's got to be there. What made y'all stop? Who hurt y'all so bad?
I don't have an issue. I don't like, I feel like Ashley in Econimwalk who texted text it in, that I think the top sheet is actually annoying and in the way.
It's unnecessary?
Not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never felt that in my life.
You know what? Fine. Well, let's ask somebody on the phones this morning.
All right.
Because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid anymore.
Clearly you're not afraid. You ain't using no top sheet. Nope. You're not scared of nothing.
I love it how you're like, are you a psychopath?
I mean, the people you meet and work with before you ask all the proper questions.
Listen, if you and the wifey need to come stay at my house and need a guest room, there's not going to be a top sheet. Even my kids don't have top sheets either. Think about that.
Wow. We'll bring our own. Don't worry.
Fine. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Morning.
Nick and Walkie Show.
Good morning. Here we go.
Miami, bienvenidos a Miami.
Okay, hey. Nick, are you a psychopath like me, or do you use a top sheet?
Are you sane like me? Sane with the top sheets?
Seriously.
I don't do the top sheets.
Oh, wow.
Woo! One for Allie. You know what? I'm going to take a tally right now.
We have to. No, we have
Nick
to at this rate.
No top sheets.
Why don't you use a top sheet, Nick?
I don't. I always had the blanket, and the blanket always keeps me really warm because I got one of them really big, fuffy blankets. So
One of them Sherpa things.
It does just right.
Well, okay. Fine. Okay. You know what? We're team no top sheet. Thank you, Nick. You have a great day, our friend.
You too, guys.
Later, fam. Love. Peace. Thank you, man.
Sherry in Caledonia said, yes, top sheet. There's one for you. I'll mark one down for you, DZ.
All
there
right.
You go.
I'll take a text. There we go.
You got one. And since Ashley in Economowoc said she hates it and her husband likes it, those wash out.
50-50. No,
so
no
tally. We're not even going to tag them.
I love how none of y'all have an answer as to why you don't use a top sheet, though. Y'all just don't?
It's just more stuff. It gets tangled. Ashley did say it right. It ends up at the bottom of the bed unless you have it tucked in like a hotel, and then it's just annoying when
Never.
It's tucked in.
Oh, it can't be tucked.
You gotta pull out and
y'all sleep very aggressively, and I'm an active sleeper. I move a lot, but my top sheet stays. What are y'all doing?
Whoever said you all are disgust. Sheets get washed every couple of weeks. How often are you washing a comforter? You're sleeping in filth. I just washed my comforter last night. I wash my comforter all the time.
Wash your comforter as much as your sheets?
Yes.
Okay, good.
When I do, yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't.
It doesn't fit in a lot of people's washers, though. That's the problem.
Well, and you have to go to a
laundromat.
Well, and that's why I think a lot of people have switched over to blankets, and we have my comforter is big, but it's not thick. Do you know what I'm saying?
Ah, got you.
So, Trish texted in and said, I can sleep either way, but I like to flip down just the comforter to cool down a little, but still have the sheet. And top sheet in the summer for real.
Oh, I could envision what she's doing. She's talking about just throwing it towards the bottom half of the bed, leaving the sheet and whatever, you know, blanket you got on top. Got it.
Oh, Kira texted in, no top sheet here. Our top sheets are used as couch covers. We have dogs. Okay. You know what?
Ulterior motives. All right.
The phones are going crazy. We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking if you use a top sheet or not. I do not.
Oh, I definitely do.
I don't like them, and DZ thinks we're all crazy if we don't. So let's get into the phones. We're going to ask a lot of people. We're going down the phones like crazy today.
Let's get to it. It's a what's it called? Lightning round.
Yeah, lightning round. Don't be telling us 9 million stories today. We just want to know, top sheet or not.
Top
okay?
sheet or not. Then get out.
Start with Ryan in Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia.
The mayor of Caledonia.
He wishes.
Mayor of Calabama, that is, not Caledonia.
Excuse me, mayor.
It's a made-up town, so, you know.
You can be the president.
You can be whatever you want.
King of Calabama.
Ryan.
Hey, this is a lightning round. We ain't got time for the background. Here we go.
Get to it. Top sheet or not?
Go. No. Top sheets are for forts only.
For forts only.
All right,
okay, good
you.
Answer. All right,
I'm
man.
Adding
bye.
A tally. Goodbye, Ryan.
Love y'all.
Love
peace. You. Bye. All right, Aaron in Twin Lakes. Bring her up next. This is a lightning round, Aaron.
Good morning, Aaron.
No top sheets. No top sheets at home. Woo! Top sheets out at hotels.
Fair enough.
Interesting twist.
It's amazing. I'm destroying you on the tally right
now. You're the only one counting right now.
Aaron and Twin Lakes, right, we appreciate you. Have a great day.
You.
Bye.
All right, let's bring up Danielle in Butler. She was on suspension. She's back.
What are we talking about? I don't even know what you mean.
Exactly. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is a lightning round. Top sheet
top
or
sheet.
Top sheet. I knew it. Danielle.
You got shoot. You got another one.
Not that anybody's
I was engaged to a Marine, so he like properly taught me how to fold the bed.
Oh, does he actually tuck it in so hard that you can't move your feet like hotels?
She said he was
damn
a Marine.
Straight.
I hate this guy.
Double salute. Can't untuck.
Thank you for your service, but I hate this guy.
But why so tucked?
That's why he's the next. But anyway, okay, next time. Love you guys.
Peace. Top sheet gang.
Jenny and Stalas texted in and said, definitely no top sheet. That's one for me.
Oh, look at you over there counting.
She said, never have, and I'm 46. My adult children never have either. Gets
never.
Too twisted on the bed. Thank you, Jenny. And she wrote Jenny out of the dirty Stalas. Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny from the block.
Uh-huh. Next up, we got Logan in Sheboygan, who went to college with DZ.
We play football together.
Hi, Logan.
What up, big dog?
Hello, hello. Good morning.
My name is Yes.
It's the lightning round, Logan. Top sheet or no top sheet in your family?
Come on, man.
Top sheet.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes,
top
yes.
Top sheet.
You know your people.
Double comforter.
All right, Logan. We'll holler at you later, man.
Bye.
Peace, man. Love, bro. What? You said double comforter.
Forget that guy.
How cold is your house, fam?
He's lunatic. Patty in Waukesha texted and says, tally for Allie. No top sheet. Thank you.
Tally for Allie.
And then Elizabeth from Milwaukee texted and said, top sheet, top sheet, top sheet. Fine.
Gang.
I'm still winning by one.
By one? Oh, come on.
Let's go to Brett in Tosa, who's on day two of calling in. Hi, Brett.
Brett, we believe in you.
Good morning, Miss Allie, Mr. DZ.
I'll give you day three if you vote my way.
You'll give him day three either way. Brett, top sheet or no?
Top sheet all day.
I gotta
have that separation.
Never mind.
Tie game.
Hang up. Never mind.
Well, I'll let you later, Bye-bye. Brett. Peace, man. Bye-bye.
Shoot. All right, fine. Let's go to Roger in Milwaukee. Up next, we're talking about top sheet or not for the question of the day, and we're doing a lightning round as I'm tallying.
My hands are sweating. My palms are sweaty, Roger.
Roger, remember who your girl is.
Roger. Come on. Papi.
Roger.
Yo. Good morning. DZ, Allie, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. It's top sheet all day, baby.
Baby! You
know, I was going to say we didn't have time for your answer after the intro.
Well, we got the answer, though. Top sheet gang. Appreciate you, Roger.
Fine, Roger.
Peace, man.
But check it out.
What?
Top sheet, no blanket.
Okay.
That's negative points now. How is that? Roger, bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow day four, bro. Love.
Unbelievable.
Top sheet, no blanket.
Bethany texted in and said, absolutely not. My wife and I even have our own comforters because we cannot share blankets. Oh, I don't know which way you went, though.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, I knew Mrs. Doucette would stand up for me. No top sheet. That's one for me.
Are we tied back up again?
Top sheet. I got you, DZ, says Kelly in Sussex. Well,
boom.
Kelly, I'm glad you're friends with DZ and not me anymore. Good talk.
You blocked her?
About to. In fact, you know what? Just go to Carmen, who's in Kiel this morning. Hi, Carmen.
Is this a tiebreaker?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Carmen.
No, it's not. I'll tell you, it's funny. We're one apart, but I'm not going to tell you who's winning until she gives her answer.
All right, Carmen. I spent some time in Kiel. You know, I know the area well.
No, you don't.
Good morning. This up there by Sheboygan. And I actually did spend time in Kiel.
Fine. Carmen, do you use a top sheet or not?
I absolutely do.
Yes!
I hate you guys
I
so much
I knew she was
right
coming
now.
In the clutch. Mm.
Shoot. Okay, now I got to go through the text. Why do you use
appreciate
a top
your call,
sheet?
Carmen.
Aren't they annoying?
Bye. It's not annoying at all. It's just something about it that just completes the whole sleep cycle. I don't know how
man.
It gets so tangled for you guys.
It's annoying. Annie and Eagle texted in and said, I put a fitted sheet down, then one of those blankets sleep on top of that and cover up with one of the blankets. So while I use a fitted sheet, I don't actually sleep on it, and I definitely never use a top sheet. Yes!
So she's technically using the top sheet as a top sheet for her fitted, not for her body.
She's like, you do what my grandma did, where they have like covers on the couch. I mean, you got a cover on the bed.
Yeah, you got a cover on the bed so your body doesn't touch the sheet?
I don't understand.
Oh, then what's the point of the sheet?
Lisa in West Dallas said no top sheet.
Dang
one
it.
For me, and guess what? We're tied up, baby.
Dang it.
So let's start reading the text. Okay. Natalie, no top sheet.
All right.
Hold on.
Let me open the text. I ain't letting you fix this race.
I swear I'm not making this up right now. Missy in Sussex, no top sheet.
All right. The no top sheet is just waking up, I see.
Everybody, yes, top sheet for Kristen and Delavan.
Thank you, Kristen.
We're still one apart, but now I'm up by one. Alex in Shorewood, no top sheet.
All right, what's going on here?
Jamie in Oak Creek, no top sheet.
Okay.
Dawn in Muskego with DZ for the top sheet.
Shout out, Dawn.
Unbelievable. Who else has texted in? Brittany in Sheboygan, top sheet, but I sleep on the top sheet. Make it make sense.
It doesn't.
What? Then it's an undersheet.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. It's a top sheet for your back.
That doesn't even make sense. We're talking top sheet or no top sheet. Oh my goodness. Destiny said top sheet. Now we're tied up
again.
Gang,
gang, gang.
I'm reading all of your texts. They're coming in like fire. Dave from Milwaukee, top sheet, and Jennifer in Milwaukee, top sheet. Forget you guys. Now I'm losing.
What's the oh, snap.
So now you're winning.
Not that this is about winning.
Caitlin, need the top sheet. Danny in Oak Creek said top sheet. Erica in Racine said top sheet. You know what? Forget you guys.
Oh, now we coming in. Forget hey, there guys. We go. There we go, homies.
Who said top sheet all day long and flannel sheets in the winter?
Wow.
I'll be sweating. That's crazy.
That's way too much. I'm sorry. You in the league of your own right there.
Shout out to Kayla and Kenosha who said Team Allie. I got one. Woo!
Can we fight off air now? I'm trying to throw hands.
Goodbye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ, what is the problem today?
Phil hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Phil in the Christmas Protection Program.
Oh, geez, Phil. What now?
Says, my girlfriend is changing and it's making me feel weird. Says, my girlfriend and I are both mid-20s, been together for years. We are realistically working towards our marriage and our relationship.
Okay.
Except for the fact that recently been noticing that she's changing. For example, a few months ago, she started to get lip filler. And since, I feel like she's been acting completely different.
Mm-hmm.
She's changed the way she acts with me, other people, and isn't as lovely as she used to be. Mm-hmm. I'd say more stuck up.
Oh.
We obviously talked about her getting lip fillers before she did, and I've been completely supportive, wasn't realistically trying to be. But I'm realizing I now might be regretting it. Still love her, want to be with her. I treat her the same way. But she refuses to see how her behavior has changed with me, no matter what I try to say.
Okay.
I respect her decision. I'm not insecure. I told her I was okay with the lip filler.
So this is all about the lip filler.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought there was going to be more. I'm like, okay.
I don't want this to become her new identity, but wonder what I should do. It's just frustrating. We've been together for years.
Yeah.
And we have a great relationship. Honestly, I don't want to end things over lip filler. So I'm just looking for advice on how to deal.
It's making me laugh a little because I'm like, wait, is there more?
No.
It's just the lip filler?
His name is Lip Filler Phil.
Come on, Phil. Like
lip filler
it?
Phil.
It's lip filler?
It's the lip filler.
It's not like she did something mean or was bad or was disloyal. She just got lip filler.
I think it's
That's
bigger.
It?
I think it's bigger than the lip filler, but it's his focus, if you will.
Clearly
it's his focus.
Well, because listen, I don't have lip filler, but I know a lot of people that do it, and some you can tell and a lot you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, the more I learn, you know, about 100%, I know a lot of people you'd be surprised you don't even know.
Like, let me ask.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that maybe she overdid it?
And that's then he needs to say,
going,
I don't like the way she looks.
Is that
but
permanent? Is lip filler permanent?
No, it's like any other filler. It dissolves.
You got to keep going. You got to keep getting
like
it.
After like 6 months to a year, it goes away.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you can also dissolve it with, like, say you get too much and you don't like it, you could dissolve it. You know what I mean? You could make
I don't know what you mean.
No, you could make it go down.
Huh.
So if he's got an issue with the way she looks, well, then he should be saying that, but he's not saying that.
No, he's not saying that, and he's saying he's trying to be supportive.
But he's mentioning it nonstop.
Right. Listen, he says she's been acting completely different since. No more lovely, more stuck up. I'm wondering if this is maybe his
correlating
way,
the two?
The lip filler with now her really reacting and behaving how she wants to behave?
It's such a... Lip filler is so... And I mean, I don't... Listen, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Don't get me wrong. We all know the girl who got too much lip filler and she looks crazy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it real. But as someone who's learned a lot from working with Illume and med spas and cosmetic surgery and elective things we choose to do to ourselves, you'd be surprised. That's all I'm saying. A lot of people, more people do it than you think, but they just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I tell you everything, okay? This is where I'm going with this.
Well, you're open book with it. You
I'm
have
open
to be.
Book with what I'll do and what I won't do. So I don't, that's why I'm like, if he had said, oh, she looks crazy, that
she
would
did
make
too
more
much.
Sense.
He's saying she's acting different now.
Then that's is that correlated with the lip filler? Maybe. Maybe it's all changed. Something's changing.
Something's
with her,
changed. Something's changing with y'all relationship,
but they're
too.
They're also in their mid 20s. And you know, first of all, you change from 18 to 21. Then you change from 21 to 25. Then mm-hmm. you change again from 25 to 30. Mm-hmm. This is just life experience, people. You change a lot in your 20s. It's a growth.
I think the reality here is that they've talked mm-hmm. pre-lip filler, they've talked post-lip filler. Mm-hmm. He still feels like she's changing, and he's really wondering where to go from here. Mm-hmm. I'm really thinking this is more of like less lip filler and more, is this a love filler? Do I now need to move into a different mood, like mood and mode in my life and get about this relationship because she's changing, quote unquote? She got lip filler and is acting brand new. Sure. Maybe mm-hmm. that's not your move. He's worried about the fact that they've been talking about getting married. Mm-hmm. He's worried about the fact that now this is might, you know, feels like years wasted yeah. if she's changing, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. How much is the change?
Well, Danielle in Mayville texted in and said, sounds like he said the lip filler's making her act different. He said she's being stuck up. So perhaps he means lip filler's going to her head and she's getting all Kardashian on him. I think he likes the filler, just not the new
the personality that came with it.
That might be the case.
That's what I'm leaning towards, y'all. Mm-hmm. Then this is turning into a, do I really want to continue in this relationship?
I just don't understand. Well, somebody else texted in, this is deeper than just getting lip filler. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I'm going at. Like, what do we keep talking? She's changed for a reason. Sit down and have a serious heart-to-heart with her.
I think this has been tried. Bruh, he said, I still love her, want to treat her the same way, but she refuses to see how her behavior has changed with me, no matter how much I say.
I like what Amanda and Jackson texted in. I feel this. I'm thinking she's possibly more confident now, and maybe he's uncomfortable with that, which is also a red flag. If that's the case, that could be.
He's lying about not being insecure.
Well, somebody else texted the same thing. Maybe she's just confident now and he doesn't like it.
She's ascending without you, my boy.
And I always say, you know, like, I just want people to feel themselves. I don't care what you do.
Feeling herself and he's not feeling that no more, that might be the end of this relationship.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, when Britney posts these crazy videos on Instagram and they're the same video on repeat, Britney Spears, and she's just dancing around in her little bikini.
Wielding whatever weapon.
It's obnoxious, but somebody says something to me about how crazy she looks, and I go, but she's happy and she's feeling herself. Let her live. You may feel a type of way, we might be worried. But that's not you. Mm-hmm. So let somebody, whatever makes somebody feel themselves, let them do. It makes them happy.
Hold on. Are you calling Phil's girlfriend Britney right now? And you're telling them to let her live?
No, because that would be really bad, actually. But you know what I mean.
I get the correlation, though. And I really think this is way deeper than just the lip filler. I think he's worried about her changing, worried about them growing apart.
Being too hot for him or what?
And maybe wondering that she might be trying to go find something new because, okay, now you got lip filler. You treating me different. Mm-hmm. Who are you treating with love then? Mm-hmm. Right? He's worried about it. I might have to say cut it.
I can't remember if I said this, but from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 while with Tosa, Milwaukee. Okay, so the phones are going crazy and the texts are popping off right now. So we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Phil wanted to be in the witness protection program, the Kissmas protection program, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct. Lip filler Phil.
He said his girlfriend, they're in their 20s. They've been together for a while, working towards hopefully marriage and kids, but she got lip filler, and now he thinks she's acting different, and he doesn't like it.
I think he said he's not insecure, but I think he is. Mm-hmm. And he wants to know whether really not to end the relationship. I think this is what it boils down to. Ain't got nothing to do with the lip filler, dog.
Yeah, 100%. And I was trying to explain, lip filler's like Botox. You have to understand it, and then you can start seeing who has it and who doesn't. Before you do it, you don't. There's lip filler that looks obnoxious. Yes, it's got too much. That's a bad job. But most of them, you don't know unless you know. You know what I mean?
Well, and until you know, and something Phil might not know is that it goes mm-hmm. down. It goes away. If you're feeling some type of way, man, maybe suggest other ways mm-hmm. to deal with this, man. He doesn't want to end the relationship, but I'm thinking this might be the move. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Let's see what Kate the Great says. Geesh, we're already running out of time. We didn't even get started yet. Let's go to Kate. She's in East Troy.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think?
No top sheet.
Ah,
sorry,
chill out.
But real quick, you got to humble yourself. You are no better than anyone else. And I witness this with people who get things done to themselves.
Go on.
Remember
who you're talking to.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're talking to my girlfriend.
You've been on an awesome trip with your whole body, mm-hmm. and that's amazing. Yeah. And you're humble about it. Yeah. There's a way to do something. You need to humble yourself. You are no better than someone because your lips look big now. Like, absolutely not.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
You need to treat the ones closest to you. They were there from day one.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
If, though, it was the one thing she didn't like about herself. We all have something.
And he supported
it.
And you change it, and then she feels better about herself. So it is a confidence thing.
It boosts her confidence.
Versus, it's like, look at Kylie Jenner. Look how different she looked before and after, man.
It's one thing if now she wouldn't. Can't stop taking selfies. Always pouting the lips.
That's fair.
Stops at every mirror she can fathom to see and looks at herself.
That's fair.
But I'm not hearing that here.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not. Yeah. I thought you were talking at Phil for a second.
The one person that's there for her.
And that is, okay. Mm-hmm. And he's feeling
and that's
it,
her
obviously.
You know, you can't just do that.
And,
I don't know.
And he's feeling it. So what are you saying? Do you think that maybe this is more of a her problem?
She needs a reality check. She needs to humble her butt. And she needs a reality check to come back down. You're beautiful. Mm. Happy for you. Confidence can be classy. It doesn't have to be cocky all the time.
So
maybe Phil could layer it. They can be like, baby, you don't need these things. I know you wanted them.
As long as he's okay with her being confident.
That part,
right.
Indeed.
Confidence is great. Yeah. Confidence is fantastic.
But it makes people in relationships insecure sometimes if they're not used to it, or if you've been their confidence and now you're not anymore, and they're getting it within themselves, that could be an issue. You never know.
Right. Like then they got to visit that in their relationship.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay,
powerless.
Kate. Okay,
all right.
Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
Gospel for the day. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Milana from Elkhorn said, if he's that worried about it, like people have been saying, talk to her.
This is going to get to his head, though. They've already talked. This is past the talking. He now wants to act on something, and I don't think it's going to change. I hate to say it.
All right, well, let's go to Kenzie in Milwaukee and see what she thinks. Hi, Kenzie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, sorry, I just did.
That's okay. And tell us, what do you think Phil should do?
Well, I think it sounds like they've been together for a while,
he
right?
He said years, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said years.
Yeah, so if they've been together for that long, he really should have no problem talking to her about his concerns or how he's feeling. And it might not even be about like bringing up the lip filler, but maybe just saying like, hey, since you've got this done, I feel like you've been acting a little weird towards
me.
And if she doesn't take that in the way that he wants, then it might be time to just cut it, because I don't know about anybody else, but I wouldn't stick around for somebody that's just going to change on a whim of getting something done.
Even if it boosts the confidence internally?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I understand. I'm full and behind anybody getting stuff done so that they can feel more confident about themselves.
Right.
But once it changes to how you're treating the people around you that have loved you since day one, before all the changes, then that's a completely different issue.
As long as she doesn't think she's too good for him now.
Exactly.
Get what you're saying.
Exactly. And
right.
Allie,
to
use you as an example, if you allow.
If you think that the stuff I mean, obviously I've had skin removal surgery. I've done a lot of stuff. And if you, of course that's boosted my confidence.
Right,
like,
right.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't, you know?
But let's put it like
this.
You changed to match your inside with the outside.
Right. If you're fixing the outside and nothing's changing on the inside, is that where we're going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if
the inside isn't pretty and you're just doing stuff on the outside.
And if the outside is now changing your inside, that's a problem.
That's fair.
That's where it gets weird.
I always say you can change how you look on the outside all you want, but it doesn't do anything for what you look like on the inside.
If you have
an ugly heart, you're going to be ugly on the outside no matter what.
The gospel is alive today.
So maybe Phil is realizing that her beauty isn't necessarily all that it was cracked up to be, and he's going, dang, this lip filler really brought out some of her ugly.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
It might just be time to cut it sometime.
Dang, Kenzie. I hear you.
All right, Kenzie. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Mitch texted in and said, let that girl feel her oats. Let her live. And then somebody said, there's a difference between feeling yourself and acting like a stuck up.
You know? I agree.
So,
no, I agree.
Somebody said, my BFF had weight loss surgery, left her fiance, is a completely different person. She even told me she's different. And I don't like the new her either.
Yikes.
Oh.
Well, but if she likes the new her, let her live.
Don't, as long as you're not jealous.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I see both. You know what I mean? Some people, they cannot be happy for you. And that's when they get kicked to the side. I'm telling you. The people that are happy for you are your people.
I hear.
And the people that are not, are not.
I hear
and
Phil.
It's hard to take someone who was really insecure before, who's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They are a totally different person. Mind and body are connected. It does
they
make
are.
You a totally different person.
Phil wants to be happy with her while being happy for her.
Mm.
It seems like she's just being happy all upon her own right now.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well,
yikes.
Woo-wee.
I don't even know, dog.
I don't either.
I think this relationship might be a wash, and I hate to even keep trying to give Phil advice that's going to go in a circle and end up with them still breaking up.
At the end of the day, he needs to talk to her.
It's not going to happen. They've already talked, and she's still acting different.
People said, I think this is about him and not so much her. Just break up. Jeez, everybody's ready to cut the cord so quick.
I mean, Allie, you're the one that's normally ready to cut it. What's up with you over here ready to prolong the relationship?
I just can't. There's more clearly going on.
Nubu over here got you acting different,
you,
huh?
You know what? Forget him, too.
Huh? Nubu got you acting different. All of a sudden, Allie giving love a chance.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 we got this submission because you can always drop us a DM on the Kiss FM Facebook. You can do it on Instagram. You can email us even, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
All those mediums are safe, yeah?
Yeah, she says, please change my name to whatever you wish. Just please don't use my name.
Okay.
So the question is she the jerk for skipping the party where someone was sick? Now, hold on. Hear me out. I'm going to read this as is.
You have to.
I know when we talked about this off the air, we were like, is this an obvious one?
Yeah.
But maybe it's not.
Maybe
we just read it one way and listeners are going to hear it differently.
They usually do, because maybe it's obvious to us, but we're missing some things that the listeners always bring up.
Fair enough. So she wrote in, we'll give her a name at the end. She said, hi all, I have a good am I the jerk for you. Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Mm-hmm.
She said, am I the jerk for keeping my family home instead of attending a party where someone is sick? So I read this and I go, huh?
What?
And then she goes on to say, I have very young kids, one of which has a bad history of needing medical attention when they get ill. My family was invited to a celebration at a family member's house. Here's where it gets tricky.
A little family get together.
It's not a friend, it's family. So here's where the pressure ensues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were invited to a celebration at a family member's house. They notified us that they were sick and to let them know if we weren't going to join. So we decided to sit it out and stay home. But then I got verbally abused and lashed out at by the ill person for choosing to stay home.
Oh, well.
I was cussed out, screamed at on the phone, and humiliated on a family group chat. Now we're not even talking to family because of the way things went down. So am I the jerk? Okay, I read this and immediately went, I don't understand. Of course you're not the jerk. What do you mean? Somebody was sick, you stayed home, they went off on you.
We're done.
What's the
problem?
Where's the conflict? Other than
it's family.
It's family. Is
and
that
now
the conflict?
You were expected to have gone. I'm wondering
what am
if this
I missing here?
This had to have been a bigger celebration. This had to have been like, something special.
And maybe somebody who wasn't that sick. Like, oh, I've got a runny nose, just letting you know, hey, but we're all negative for everything. Is there more to this story? Because this is a very one-sided, am I the jerk, the way it was written, girl.
Were you going through some allergies and were like, hey, just so you guys know, I'm a little sick, under the weather, but I'm good. Everybody can still come over.
Yeah.
I heard within it that it said, I'm under the weather, blah, blah, blah. Let us know if you're not coming. So you kind of gave people the gate to go out of and not stay at the party or not come to the party, I mean.
Yeah.
But
it's family,
but it's
and
family.
Then they want to go off and go, oh, you're just looking for an excuse to not come to our big party. They should have said what it was for, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, was it a graduation party?
And what kind of illness?
Right. That's what I'm saying. What am I missing?
Now we're expected to be like, oh, but the kids, they have, you know, chronic problems
which
with health.
Which I respect.
You got to keep your kids home for that. But
for
if it's something that you know your child isn't going to contract, if your kid isn't, it's not contagious, then maybe you missed the party for no good reason.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, sometimes they're clean sweeps on Am I the Jerk? So I'm curious to see what the listeners are going to say today, because I'm like, did you write this in for validation?
Were you looking for the flip of what you got from your family? Because you got berated by them, you got cursed out, whatever.
And what are we missing? Like, what is this? There's something deeper going on here. What am I missing?
What I'm hearing is you've got a family. One of your children is prone to getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
There was an important family party that you were given the option to bail on. So you bailed. Your family went, oh my gosh, you bailed.
And we were just, and what if, I mean, how serious was it? That's where I'm like, what? Were they saying you bailed on us as an excuse?
I doubt this illness was that serious. Or, and this is why they're writing in, because they're now feeling bad for not having attended.
Like somebody texted and said, oh, my kid has a slight cough, just putting it out there. And then somebody jumped to conclusions.
Oh, we're not coming.
Or everybody has been really sick lately and I get trying to protect you. It's been bad. People have been in the hospital. I get both sides. sides.
I mean, I'm dealing with problems myself. Mm-hmm. I get it. But who's to say that now you can't split the household? Well, all right, the immunocompromised individual mm-hmm. and mom or dad, whatever, y'all stay behind. Mm-hmm. And then the other two of y'all, three, whatever, goes to the party for at least mm-hmm. a little bit to show face, be there for the family. Nobody was expecting you to be there for the entire party, but clearly they were expecting you to be there for some of
the
it.
The family didn't think they were going to pull out is what it sounds like. So when they pulled out of it, the family was like,
oh my
what?
God. Offended.
Hold
like,
on.
It wasn't that serious. Why'd you not come? Like I said, you don't let me know if you're not coming to be kind, but I expected everybody to be there.
Right. That part.
How many times has that happened?
A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. All right. So what's her name then? She wants to know if she's the jerk. She wants to know if she's the jerk for skipping the family party.
Skipping. Skip to my Lou. Skip to my Luann.
Skip to my Luann.
Skip to my Luann.
Oh, my God. Wait. Skip
to my Luann.
My
yep.
Luann. You're full, hysterical.
Full
right
name,
now.
Middle name, last name. Skip to my Luann.
Luann. All right. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. And I'm curious to see what people are going to say. Ashley in West Dallas already texted in and said, not the jerk at all. Right now, there's so much going around. The flu, norovirus, COVID. The option to go or not to go was given. If it wasn't an option, don't offer it.
I hear you, but it was a fake option, just so you know. That was a fake option.
Oh, and then somebody above that, Trish, texted in and said, I feel like jerk, because there are some people who miss a lot of functions, and they probably told them how important it was.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to say that in the message they wrote us, so that we were objectively on their side from jump. Skip to my Luann.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so we named her.
Skip to my Luann.
Skip to my Luann. She wants to know she's a jerk for skipping the party where someone was sick. Let's go to David in East Troy this morning because DZ and I are wondering if there's more to this story, considering the way it was written. I just got to keep it real.
Ain't no way there's not because this, I don't want to say it's one-sided, but it feels one-sided.
It feels one-sided. Yeah, all right. Let's go to David this morning and see what he thinks.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, so she wrote in, skip to my Luann, we named her. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be anonymous and said they decided not to attend the family party where they were told, let us know, someone's sick. And then when they pulled out, they got verbally abused, lashed out on, and now everyone's going off on them in the family group chat. So we're like, are we missing something?
Either the illness wasn't that bad or the family was just that horrible. I don't know which one of the two.
One or the other, yeah. What do you think, David?
So I'm going to say not the jerk, but I'm going to base it off of the information that was shared because didn't one of you say that they gave them an out, like, I'm sick if you don't come? Well,
yeah, I said that because I heard that,
right? That's the thing, David. It's written it's just written pro this person who wrote in. Everything is how they're the victim in this. This is why I'm like, what's the question then? She said in the submission, I think this was a DM we got, she said they notified us they were sick and to let them know if we weren't going to join.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, well,
and
so
that's not the jerk.
That's a fake out, though. If you read more on, when you clearly have family members that react in such an adverse way after mm-hmm. you've said, hey, somebody's under the weather, let us know if you're not coming. Hey, we're not coming. What do you mean you're not going to be there, you mother? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, who gets mad?
Yeah, but that's like mental health. You give in and then you go with the resistance and then all of a sudden they're mad because you didn't react the way that they wanted you to react.
I realize what you mean.
They
thought
you were going to just suck like, it up and come, and you're like, no, there's too much out there right now.
Yeah.
And I get that. Everybody's sick. And if you can avoid that and you have a kid with autoimmune issues, how can we be mad at that? That's why I'm like, what am I missing, Skip to my Luann? What am I missing?
So, yeah, I think that they overreacted based on their own. They didn't think anybody
was
going to come.
Mm-hmm. So,
but I wasn't going to let you come to my house and you not know that I was sick.
That part.
And so you say, well, you didn't tell me you were sick.
Mm-hmm. That part. And then that's a whole nother issue. And we're on a whole different am I the jerk mm-hmm. at that rate. But we know there's two sides to every story. This story has only given us the hard line of one side, though.
Yeah.
Normally, even when it's one-sided, you get a little back and forth on what actually happened.
Yeah.
There's nothing about what the family did, what they actually said, what was actually done, what illness was had, what the party was for. Mm-hmm. We're only getting things from one side, and I'm not trying to attack this person.
Well,
skip to my Luann. I'm not trying to attack you, but we don't have enough information from the other side.
It's all written on your side, and I don't understand. And then Alyssa from Menominee Falls said, not the jerk. Someone came to our Christmas Christmas knowing they were sick and gave half the family neurovirus and it ruined New Year's.
Ouch.
See, now that's
okay.
messed up. And, well. And I agree. Like, with everybody being so sick with all these different things right now,
but
I don't know how you
saying
can be
that
mad
you ruined
somebody.
New Year's, right? That's a guilt trip.
That is
you ruined New Year's. New Year's was not ruined because of you. That's just you being over,
well,
you know.
She was saying somebody came to Christmas, gave it to everyone, and nobody could do anything for New Year's because then they were all sick.
Everybody was sick.
I understand what that.
Darned if you do, darned if you don't.
I hear what.
The
listen,
person with
David,
neurovirus should not have come to Christmas. Okay.
Did they know they had neurovirus?
I don't know.
We're arguing now.
David. Goodbye. Not the jerk.
Appreciate you, man. Says not the jerk. Starts it off.
Yeah. Let's go to Lori in Elkhorn this morning and see what she thinks. Hi, Lori.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good. You know, it's funny, for a jerk that seems so obvious, we sure are going off on
Why
a
are
tangent.
We arguing? Right.
I don't even know. Lori, what do you think?
Go.
I am thinking not the jerk, yeah. But if you've got a kid that's prone to getting sick, and that kid gets sick, now what happens? You might have to miss work.
Yeah.
There's other complications involved.
Well, especially if the kid needs to go into the hospital because they have, you know, autoimmune issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Lori. Then if there's no kids involved, does that change your answer whatsoever? Should they have gone?
You know, honestly,
no.
We obviously don't have a lot of information here, but if you're saying somebody's sick and I go there and get sick and now I can't go and work
then
and
it's
I
on
can't
you.
Do my job.
It's like we're not liable.
Right. We're not liable.
We're not liable because we told you somebody was sick. But who wants to go get sick around somebody who's... I'd be like, no thanks.
I'm going to sound crazy saying this, but depending on the celebration that was supposed to be had, I might have gone still, knowing that somebody might have been sick. I would have risked it. Eventually going, you know what, man? We've been through crazier. We survived COVID. If I need to mask up, we can mask up. Social distance. There's ways we can still be around each other. I won't be there long. But if it was, per se, a grandfather's, grandparents' 90th, 100th, whatever, or somebody's deployment, now I'm just going off on a tangent.
Why are people just staying home if you're sick and not? This is why it keeps circling back around, by the way, everybody.
Some things are worth
the
sickness.
This is why it's been going on for 2 months, everybody.
You can, you know what? That's a great point you're making because I could probably get sick just going to the grocery store.
Thank you. And I'd rather get sick seeing my loved ones than just going a quick trip, getting some gas, or hitting pick and save.
Listen to this text, you guys. They said the only jerk in this situation is the person who still came to the party sick. Like, that's the person who should have been on their own,
figured,
not everybody else.
I figured it was the host.
That's
what it sounded like to me. It was the host of the
if
party.
If you're hosting a party and you tell me you're sick,
thing.
I'm not going, dude. No way. Why would you even still be having the party? Unless it's not that serious.
Because, Allie, I agree fully. If there's one person that doesn't live in a household that's hosting a party that's sick, that person shouldn't come.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're the guest of honor or the host, that person shouldn't come.
Oh, we're triggering everybody who's been sick now for weeks. People are texting and getting mad. They're like, we've been sick for weeks because of this person and this person.
Lori, what did we start?
Never mind. Goodbye,
Lori. Oh, my God.
Have a great day. Bye. Hey, two for two, not the jerk, though.
It is working out, though, and not the jerk for skipping the party. And then finally, Kyla, our girl, is in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Kyla.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. You going to make it a vacuum clean sweep, or are you going the other way?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Clean sweep. Not the jerk.
Nah.
I feel like just kind of echoing what everybody else said.
Well, and listen to this,
everybody,
Kyla.
Yeah.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in. He said, not the jerk. I'm a triggered ER nurse who has been overwhelmed during this recent flu season. So you're, I get it.
Right.
Healthcare workers, we're not sitting in these environments with all these really sick people over the past 2 months. I'd be triggered too, Steve. I feel you right now, dude.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Solidarity with Steve, dog.
Solidarity. People trying to just keep it together and not get sick, man. You're trying to help people and they won't stay and they won't stop getting you sick.
Dang it. All right.
Maybe
I'm just on the opposite side because I don't feel great and I'm still at work doing everything I shouldn't be doing because I'm sick.
You're
I don't know.
Well,
I'm the problem.
You want to stay home.
Yes, and
if I
get sick, we're all going off on you, DZ. Everybody's taking you down if I go down.
Anyway.
You know what? I'm not going to jinx myself and say
Please.
I'm built of steel because
I don't manifest
that. I say that and then tomorrow I'll be on my deathbed.
Everybody.
It'll be funny.
Everybody knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. All right. All right, Thanks, Kyla. You have a great day.
You bet. Have a great day.
Dang, vacuum jerk. Or vacuum not the jerk.
Obviously. If someone tells you that there's a sick person and you don't have to come and you choose not to come, you're not the jerk. Yeah. I feel like that's just like the
Protect your own. Protect your own.
Yeah. All right. You ready to give away these Disney on Ice tickets?
We got to get to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice at Fiserv Forum.
We got to skate to it.
Ooh, I like what you did there. It's coming for like 5 days, but we're sending you on February 15th to the 6:30 p.m. show, just so parents are aware if you're bringing the kids. 414-533-1037. If you're caller 33, we're going to send you. You can be like Emily in Milwaukee, Heather in Waukesha, Summer in Racine. You could be the next winner. Those are some of our winners this week.
Your name next.
Good luck, caller 33. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we are giving away tickets to Disney on Ice, a 4-pack. And let's go to Chris in Oak Creek this morning. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Oh, my God. Such good energy. What?
You're in a good mood.
Oh, my
mood.
God. Because I can't believe it got through. I've been trying so hard. Please tell me I was.
Oh, well, now I feel bad to tell you you didn't.
No,
I would have felt bad had we told you did it, but no, that's not the case.
You're the winner.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Listen, Chris, you're going to go 4 tickets to Disney on Ice at Fiserv Forum next month. It's almost February. This weekend will be the start of February.
Yikes.
We're sending you to the February 15th show at 6:30 p.m. That's Saturday night. I didn't realize Valentine's Day is on Friday.
It is. It's Friday night.
So you can take your little love bugs on Friday, and then Saturday, you could go in the day Chris is going in Oak Creek.
For the result of the lug bugs.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
That was good, DZ.
Here's who's going. 3 beautiful little granddaughters. 3, 7, and 9.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, thank you so much.
They're going to love you.
I know.
Now, do I take them or do I get to send their mom? A dilemma,
The next day might have jerked, too.
That is a good one. You know what I say? You take them, but you tell her to give you the money for all the side stuff you got to buy.
Yeah, 1,000%. That'll be another $300 just for accessories.
Chris knows.
But we love them, so we do it.
Oh, Chris has been to Disney on Ice.
And free, so it's girl math. It's girl math. It's worth it.
Girl math. It's guy math, too, some days.
Smart.
Chris, we love it.
Well, Chris, you're going, and I hope you and the grandbabies have a great time. Whoever you send.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. She was great.
She is great. We'll have another chance tomorrow. Last chance tomorrow before Dumpster Fire Dating.
Get your skate on.
Yeah, because tomorrow will be a new edition of Dumpster Fire Dating since everybody wants to know what's going on with the new guy.
Can we just do like a special edition now? You know, because I got questions about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with Nubu.
I mean, I saw him last night. What's your question?
My question is, okay then, how many times have y'all seen each other? What's really going on?
I guess you have to wait until Dumpster Fire Dating.
What did the doctor say? Are hot dogs and donuts back? Listen, when's the wedding bells going? We need a lot of updates.
Slow down. Slow down, my guy, because there will be no wedding bells ever. I don't care if I'm in love or not. I've said I have no interest in getting married again.
All right. I'm just saying I'm either claiming maid of honor or something. Like, I'm just saying.
Okay. So I know you guys want to know what's going on. I saw him last night. I had another date with him. It had been a minute since I had seen him because of our schedules and kids.
Okay.
But I'll give you an update tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Because right now I want to update you on what happened on Monday for my final doctor appointment. After my skin removal, people keep saying to me, Allie, it's going so quick. I'm like, you're telling me.
Yeah, it really has been. And it hasn't been quick, but it really feels like it's been in a flash. Because how long are we?
6 weeks.
It's been 6 weeks already.
6 weeks on Tuesday. So technically, we're almost at 6.5.
Oh, because the 20th would have been a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're a few. Yeah, it's
depending
six,
on how many weeks there are.
Depending on how much math and how many days you're counting. Like, you're almost 2 months post-op.
Isn't that crazy? Whoa. So, yeah, if you don't know this, then. No, Megan in Milwaukee. DZ does not have a name for him yet, as I'm reading the text coming in. I'm sorry.
We'll
get to that tomorrow on Dumpster Fire Dating.
Oh, I got a name.
You do?
Oh, I got a name.
Oh, okay.
But if you're going to make us wait for the update, I'm going to make you wait for the name.
He did bring you up last night, but I'll tell you tomorrow on Dumpster Fire Dating.
Good.
He wants to meet you. I'm like, you better slow down.
He better. Yeah, he better want to meet me. I want to meet him, too.
Of course you want to meet him. He's awesome. Duh.
I got to check him out.
So I'm at the doctor, though. Yeah, you do have to check him out.
Sniff him out.
Well, I was at the doctor on Monday, and that was my one-month follow-up. And so I lost 150 pounds to catch everybody up. I feel like a lot of people know this, but if you don't...
Some people don't.
We'll reset.
Nah, some people don't.
In 2019, I had lost 150 pounds. It took me a year to lose that weight. How did I do it? I changed my eating, okay? I'm basically keto, low-carb. More low-carb now than keto. I doubt I'm in ketosis. If you know, you know.
You've achieved some goals, and it's not necessarily keto, but more the low-carb lifestyle
100%.
Now.
I don't mess with sugar.
Yeah.
Unless it's in fruit or, you know, vegetables.
Natural sugars only.
Natural sugars. Which is funny, because people will be like, so what do you eat? I got asked this last week, and I go, I eat meat and vegetables and fruit. And they go, and that's it? I go, oh, meat and vegetables and fruit isn't enough for you? Like, you want to know about the processed food I don't eat?
Well, you didn't say potatoes. You didn't say rice.
But
no,
I got
pasta.
A big steak and a ton of broccoli and a huge salad with ranch. What's the problem?
What do you do for Taco Tuesdays?
I eat this is a great question.
What about lasagna Fridays?
I take low-carb wraps, and I make tacos out of them. Duh.
No, it's valid
questions.
I say it
like people know, but people do want to know these things.
Unless you've explored the lifestyle, you do have valid questions that seem like wild. Like, whoa, what do you do for rice?
I figure it out.
Right.
I cauliflower
There's
rice, or I don't eat rice. If I even go to Taco Bell, I got asked this by someone. They're like, what do you eat at Taco Bell? I'm like, I'll go get like tacos and put them, and then take them out and put them in low-carb I mean, I go that far because it's choices.
People aren't aware of the different types of flour, the almond flours, you know, the cornmeal crust, if you will, so you can still do pizza.
I've learned a lot.
But you've spent years evolving, learning, changing, and then through that came some wonderful opportunities to change your body fully.
That's right. So I lose all this weight. I start going to the gym after that happened in 2019, after losing this 150 pounds. And if I'd been working out for a good 2 years at that point, and had a lot of skin, which I've shared all this on social media and on the show. So it's not like there aren't pictures and videos you can go see for yourself if you want. But let me just say, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So I was in the gym for a couple of years, just more for mental health and toning, right? I'm trying to tone. And at one point, I remember my trainer being like, Allie, there's only so much I can do. Like, we can't fix the skin part.
You're pretty toned. You just can't see
it. You can't see it because of all the skin.
I get that.
So that's when I decided to go to a Loom cosmetic surgery and med spa. I did a consultation, and I loved the doctors, and we figured it out. Okay, well, I'm going to get the skin on my tummy, you know, taken off, this tummy tuck.
You approached it in the steps that you wanted to take.
Exactly.
What you felt was the most pressing, or what? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny, because when I went in for the first one, which I had the first surgeries in 2022.
Right.
When I went in for those, I think I only went in about my stomach. And then as I'm talking, I'm like, well, obviously I want you to do my arms are an issue, but I'm assuming, you know, that's a different one.
It's gotta be separate.
But we were able to do it at once. So they did my stomach and my arms and then a breast lift and aug, right? So I was like, and the doctors were like, are you going to be offended if we have to stop? I go, hell no. I was like, you can or two, but you can, I don't care. I'll cut, you know.
So this ain't no life-threatening surgery, dog. Don't put my life in threats.
And they for an elective surgery.
For real.
They won't.
Stop when you need to.
No. When it's elective, they won't.
Listen,
they'll stop if they need to.
The second your hand cramps, doc, you go ahead and take five.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Go have lunch and just pull the anesthesia out. Yeah.
Please do.
So it was great because I had those three things done. And then 2 more years go by. Mm-hmm. Now we're in 2024.
Fast forward.
I've kept off this weight since 2019. I feel confident in my lifestyle.
Your healing has been great from the first surgery.
Oh, I had great healing results. And now I'm like, well, if I'm going to do anything else with my skin, I need to do it now.
Now we're never.
And I knew that I was irritated with all the skin on my butt because I could sit on it and I could feel like a layer.
I remember you talking about skin.
It's like annoying, and I can see it even.
The way you
I would be putting on a bikini, but I was like, but the bottom doesn't match the top, you know? Because at first the docs are like, what do you want, Allie? Just, you know, you look great. And I'm like, I just want this skin off my butt. That's what I want, you know? So I just do want to tell you, we have a date confirmed. Three of the docs from the Loom are coming. coming in.
I thought it was two.
No, now it's three.
Oh, you know my number's three. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Three of the doctors will be in the beginning of March, so like a month from now.
Oh, I'm intimidated.
They're going to come in. Don't be intimidated. They're going to come in for an hour and talk and answer everything because people have so many questions, cool, including us.
So we're going to be able to do calls, mm-hmm, you know, like maybe open it up, do whatever. Maybe we get some questions written in prehand, mm-hmm, so we have them ready to go. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
But here I am now, you know, and I went in on Monday and I got all the skin pulled up on my back.
Okay.
And I got my butt lift because people are like, why'd you get a butt lift? I'm like, the same reason I got an arm lift and a tummy tuck, which is it's all lifts, people. Well, it's all the same. I'm lifting the skin.
Yeah, it's to finish. And I don't think people realize because I'm people,
yeah,
that you change one thing, something else is going to look now different.
Yeah.
If you were to have done, for example, first surgery, you do the tummy tuck, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't do the arms. Now your arms are going to feel like they look worse.
Now all you see is this giant skin, and my before and afters are wild,
right?
Man. Or arms especially.
Or in the reverse, you do the arms and the tummy tuck, but you don't do the breast lift and augmentation.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be like, oh, well, I should have done that.
Yeah.
And if you have the opportunity to knock it out, mm-hmm, boom.
100%, and I knocked it out.
So it all got to heal together. You got to heal as an individual, not in sections and in pieces.
Yeah, much all better. Right. Well, okay,
but that's first surgery. Second surgery
so this
happened.
This is the second one that I've had now. Where
you
I just had this. And you know what? 414-533-1037. Let's play a song quick. If people want to text or call, they can ask their questions. And then I'll tell you what the doctor said at my final, you know, follow-up appointment on Monday. Because there was a lot of things that I needed to know now about this all being done.
Well, what you can do, what you can do. I know we've both been talking about, bro, we got to get back in the gym. Like, we got a little gym competition going. And I'm miles ahead of you.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know I'm competitive.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, are you able to come get this workout in or nah?
You know what? I'll tell you next.
Fine.
You. I love that song, by the way. Addison Rae, Diet Pepsi, even though I'm a Diet Coke girl. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
I'll let Diet Coke know.
I'm like, she must. Okay, anyway.
Clock it. Clip it.
Yeah, for real. We're talking about my most recent skin removal surgery after I lost, you know, 150 pounds 6 years ago. So I had done the stomach, arms, breasts, and now I just in December 17th to be exact, we're 6 weeks out, I did my butt lift, the BBL as it's called, because
BBL,
I was even telling the doctors, we have so many questions when they come in, because I said, I always thought a BBL meant you got implants in your butt, and it's not, and that's
not
the case.
The case at all.
It means that you just transfer, like there's a lot of fat transferring going on where they transferred it to the back.
There's different styles of BBLs, basically.
Yeah, and then pulled up my skin. So there's no implants in my butts, okay?
For anybody wondering.
Because I know you guys are with these questions. Somebody texted in, though, and said, hi, Allie, were you able to sit on your butt after the surgery? No, I was not. In fact, DZ, remember when you came over and I had to lay on my side?
On the side, yeah.
Or my stomach?
Yeah.
You know, so that was a big part of it. I can now. When I went in, I can't remember how many weeks I was out, where I had a list of questions, and I basically said, can I sit now? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, can I sit however I want? And they were like, yeah. So I was surprised how quickly I could kind of
the
sit
evolution.
Again. Yeah.
Well, because even when you first came back,
mm-hmm,
you were standing a lot,
mm-hmm,
right? I wouldn't say you stood up the whole time, but it
was
more or less like you'd be up for a little bit just because mm-hmm, you'd get uncomfortable or you'd get tired, fatigued in one way for too long.
Mm-hmm.
You could still see that your body was actively healing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like it's kind of normal, but is it? Are you good? Is it back?
I feel good. I feel fine. I feel good.
I feel fine.
I couldn't.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
I was thinking that in my mind as I said that. I couldn't help it, man.
Oh, thank God it wasn't just me. Okay, cool.
Somebody said, you got a BBL? Wait, did your butt hurt after? If so, for how long? That's Veda in Oak Creek. Yes, I got a butt lift, you guys.
Veda might have been on vacation.
She
might have missed it all.
Yes, this happened in December where they definitely, you know, it's similar to the tummy tuck. It's just on the backside. Like the scar is across my back. So they pull up all the skin, and that's how they got a lot of skin off my butt that was kind of hanging.
Random question. Do your scars now like touch? Do they match?
Or is there kind of.
Okay.
I know
that might be like gruesome for some people, but we're open book.
It's like
so I'm
a 360 around my body.
Yeah, it goes around.
But it's crazy because my tummy tuck scar is almost gone. Like, I've healed so well.
Can you tell the difference between the two scars, basically?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, because this one's brand new. Yeah, but the one from 2 years ago is pretty, there's places where you can't even see it anymore. It's gone.
Thank you. I'm thinking of like the pigmentation. I'm thinking of actual scarring. Because you know, man, I've gotten myself cut up playing sports, doing random stuff, and the skin scars up, right? Scars heal differently depending on where the area is.
For sure. And somebody texted in, and this is interesting. They said, I'm having my mommy makeover at a Loom next week. Allie, any words of wisdom? So they call it a mommy makeover because it's a tummy tuck. Because some people do it after having kids, you know, the stomach skin hangs for a lot of women, not even weight loss, just being pregnant.
Naturally.
And so that's why they call it that. Some people get offended by the mommy makeover thing, but I don't. It's fine. I know what you're saying.
I mean, if you ain't a mommy and you need the makeover, you might get offended.
My only words of wisdom, I mean, it's next week, is I think being as healthy as you can going into surgery and afterwards, I think that is one of the reasons I healed so well, right?
Positivity.
Really taking care of myself, what I was eating. All of these things matter in your health and how you recover from things, you
know? Did you overhydrate? Like, did you drink more water than normal? Like, did you try to, like, prepare in any specific way for surgery?
I was just being good with my eating and healthy at the gym, and I think the healthier you are going into any surgery, the healthier you're going to recover, the better you're going to recover.
Faster recovery.
And I don't even think that's any surgery.
Right.
You know, it's like how they try to get you up and moving. Well, the more you're, you know, moving after a surgery, the quicker you're going to
progress. Right.
Somebody texted in, this is Jess in Sheboygan. Allie, can't thank you enough for recommending a Loom so much. I just had my own surgery there 2 weeks ago and I couldn't be happier with the whole experience.
Dope.
Thank you for helping normalize getting cosmetic surgery and giving me the confidence to do something so loving for myself. See, that's the thing. Like, and I'll admit it, you know, in my 20s, I would have said, I would never get cosmetics. I would never get a boob job. Well, you learn never say never in life of all the things that we've been through and that have happened to us, because I realize how judgmental I was. What did I say that's making you laugh right now?
I'm just saying, speaking of never saying never, does a Loom do man boobs?
Yes, which is funny. Carl,
I'm asking for a friend. Not me, a friend.
Carl and Indy texted that in. Yeah, I know a guy who lost a ton of weight and he got a ton of skin removal, including fixing that skin and the man boobs. I've seen it.
Carl's asking for a friend too.
Carl doesn't need it though. Why is he asking?
Well, I'm the friend.
Stop.
Appreciate you, Carl. My boy.
Are you allowed to twerk on the studio floor yet? Yes, I can dance. I can move. I got okayed to work out on Monday.
You know what that means, right?
That it's on in the gym now and I'm going to take you down or what?
Well, I'm way swoller.
What?
What that means is now the follow-up text from that same person is going to say proof. Twerk then, post it. Come on now.
Forget y'all. You know what? Jessica in New Berlin texted in, my advice for someone getting a tummy tuck, make sure you prepare your back. Make sure your back muscles are strong because you'll be hunched over for a while. Yeah, that's what I'm saying about being stronger and being fit. You know, it helps with your core to be strong. I forgot Tony in Racine's on the phone.
I didn't.
I totally forgot about this guy. What does he want?
I don't know.
I feel like I didn't even answer much other than I got okayed to work out again and go back to life. That's what happened on
Monday. Well, let's see if Tony got any more questions.
Tony, what do you want? Hi.
What?
Hey. What?
Morning. Yeah. Okay. What?
I was talking about my skin removal and my butt lift. What, Tony?
People that don't know be thinking like, why do y'all talk to Tony like
that? Because we love him.
Because it's Tony
and he's funny.
What, Tony?
It's me.
No, what up, fellas?
Actually, my only question I actually really had was answered. I didn't realize they also dealt with male patients, and I heard somebody going in for doing other things.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean, and a lot of guys really won't talk about it. Let me tell you.
They do male BLs?
They do. Of course they do, guys. Okay. I mean, I see guys in the waiting room and I just mind my own business, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everybody should mind their own business, obviously.
Honest to God, there's dudes that get Botox. I mean, there's all kinds of guys that do stuff that don't talk about it.
True.
But I'll say this. I do, like I said, Tony, I do know a guy who shared his journey online who went to a Loom and he lost like 150, 200 pounds and he did did all the skin removals, and he's very in the gym now, and it changed his life. So absolutely they do, men. And the doctors, we can ask them some of this when they come in, but they've told me some of the weight loss patients are the most rewarding patients for them because, you know, we really don't take it for granted because we're getting a second chance at our life and our health now. That being said, you know, I mean,
I got a list of questions, and now it's like really my list of questions is for the doctors, because now I'm going, okay, I want to know popularity in surgeries. Mm-hmm. What surgeries are dudes getting
popular right
for
now?
Men or in general, women, mm-hmm. right? What surgery do the kids want?
No kids are getting surgery?
Okay, too far. My bad. It's Tony's fault.
But I will also say this, and I've said it multiple times, Tony and DZ, is that I also thought cosmetic surgery was so superficial. And then I got to know so much more about, one, how they help weight loss patients, right? But not just that. All the reconstructive surgery.
War victims.
People in accidents. Women with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds of cancers and accidents. They do so much reconstructive stuff. Skin cancer. I mean, Dr. Asusian's going to be in here with Dr. Quirkos when they come in, and he does a lot of that reconstructive stuff. So we can ask him about that. So it's they help a lot of people.
It's
and
layers.
I just was naive to to what they do. You know? So
do they have their own like financing and all that?
Yes.
My boy, we're asking the questions that we're asking these doctors.
Yes, they do, but
save all these questions.
Oh my gosh, Tony, are you getting skin removal? Because
don't you worry about mind your business. Mind your business, Allie. Mind your business.
Fine.
I got your back, bro.
Bye, Tony.
Later, fam. Peace. Love, dog.
Dawn in Muskego, I'll leave you with this, texted in and said, never say never, Allie. Didn't you just say you're never getting married again? You know, Dawn, who asked you? Forget that. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So, you know how yesterday I randomly told that story about finding a bat in my house on the east side? Who knew it would get all the voice messages lit up on the Odyssey app? Because we got so many messages about this bat.
Turned y'all into Batman, huh?
We were talking about random animal facts, and then I shared this story about how when I lived on the east side in my 20s, right off of North Avenue, I was in this condo with my ex-husband at the time, and one night I woke up, well, I was watching TV while he was sleeping, and all of a sudden there was something flying around our bedroom. I started screaming.
It was a bat,
and he tried to trap it, let it go outside. We assume it came through a vent or something.
Wild.
But it was quite the story. So anyway, I just want to play a couple messages we got from listeners about this bat story. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Cam from Sheboygan. I heard Allie's story about the bat in her condo, and it reminded me of a similar story that I have of when I was 7 months pregnant, living in a basement apartment. There was a bat flapping on my floor.
Ew.
It was stuck and couldn't fly around. It came in through fireplace. Oh. And my neighbor heard me screaming and had to throw a towel onto the bat and released it outside, but told me that bats can't fly unless they start from a higher surface. So this bat was just flapping its leathery wings on my plastic, terrible floors. And it traumatized me. It was so disgusting and horrible, and I'll never forget that.
Cam, same. I was traumatized from the bat story. I feel you on that one for sure.
Bruh, everybody has a trauma bat story. I didn't realize
so many people dealt with this. Listen to
I got my own. Of course we have.
You do?
Yes.
Well, then I want to hear yours, but let's play Kara in Waukesha. Here's what she left. You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's totally free. You just download our app if you don't have it yet. AUDACY. And when you go to Listen Live to 103.7 KISS FM, follow us and listen live. Mm-hmm. Right next to the Listen Live button, there's a button that says send us a voice message.
That's all you got to press. Simple as that.
I love going through them too, because we can kind of talk to you guys without talking to you. Okay, here's what Kara in Waukesha left us.
Hey, Allie and DZ. Just was listening to your story about bats flying around in the east side condo this morning. DZ, the bats are not rats with wings. They're actually little mammals that eat insects and give live birth and, you know, give their babies milk. They're really important to our ecosystem. I work for a company that humanely excludes them from people's homes. But if they're flying around your house, yeah, they're most likely living in your walls and attics. A lot of people deal with that.
So you were personally offended by me calling bats rats with wings.
It's
but
our livelihood, okay? Listen.
I reserve my thought that they are definitely rats with wings.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, this is the same thing when I always, like, kill spiders, and people will be like, you can't kill spiders.
They're good for our ecosystem.
They eat bugs. And I'm like, I know, but I did.
I'm not saying that bats are bad. I'm just saying they give me the heebie-jeebies, okay?
What's your bat story?
Okay, so my wife and I, we've been together for a very long time, right?
Basically. Like high school, might as
since,
well say.
Since the end of high school, we've been together since 2011.
And now you're 31.
Right. We've been together for years. Mm-hmm. We used to hang out at her house. You know, friends would come over. We'd play cards, whatever.
Yeah.
Bust out the hookah. You know what I'm saying? Hang out when you're in your 20s.
Hang out. Mm-hmm.
Right? And we'd hang out in this huge back barn that her parents have. It's like a back garage barn that they built. They got a large property.
Nice.
We'd hang out in the top level of this barn they built that was just this flat, had a table. That's where we'd go play cards. Mm-hmm. We could kind of do whatever we wanted to do and not bother nobody
in
the house.
It's like your garage hang, but it's in a barn.
It was the hangout spot,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
Except for one day, we in the middle of a hangout session when suddenly... We could not have gotten out of there quicker, bro. It was a bat circling us, and we felt like we were getting stalked for prey. We dipped. I haven't been back up there since.
Was the bat flying around you guys?
The bat was circling, and it started out of nowhere because we had been kicking it for like at least an hour.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this mug starts flying around. We all flipped. Nobody was trying to deal with that bat for nothing.
No.
We ain't been back up there. I haven't gone up there in
traumatized
over 10 years now.
I'm telling you, same thing in that condo. Like, I just remember laying in bed watching TV, minding my own business, and the next thing you know, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
We're out of nowhere, something circling, and I'm screaming. Yep. He's jumping up. What? What happened?
Everybody's panicking.
It's like chaos, right?
Because you don't know what's happening.
You don't know until we realized it was a bat.
And it's Dracula!
And then I was even more grossed out when I realized it was a bat. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me, dog.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're getting texts and calls. You can always text or call or leave us a voice message on the app, 414-533-1037. Okay, let me read this one. It says, I currently have bats in my attic.
Mm-mm.
I tried to hire a company to humanely get them out and was informed that they're actually protected and cannot be disturbed until temperatures are consistently over 50 at night. In spring, anytime there's a slightly warm night, I hear that chattering.
I got
right
chills and not in the good way.
Because they burrow under your insulation in your attic to get the warmth from your ceiling. They better start paying rent.
I swear, listen, that they're causing issues that they ain't paying for. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Mm-mm. Unwilling tenants, no thank you. Y'all getting evicted.
Somebody said, DZ, bats are not rats with wings. Pigeons are rats with wings. Ew.
Both. I don't disagree, but don't disagree with me either. Both.
The pigeons alone. Okay.
Both of
them. Oh, man. Well, I cannot wait to see if anybody else has one of these stories. Who knew these bat stories were so... I don't want to freak you guys out, but...
It's bat time, not bath time.
Stop it. We'll talk to you next. Whoever texted in, I'll take bats any day over lice. Why do we... Now it's between bats and lice? How
when
about
did
me?
Lice get thrown into the conversation?
We don't want either.
Don't make me itchy too, bro. I already got the heebie-jeebies.
I love it now that we're comparing. Like, no, this is about bats.
The two do not equate.
I don't even want either, okay?
Not even close.
Carl from Indy said, did you ever get tested for rabies, Allie? What do you think I was doing, the cha-cha with the bat? I didn't even touch the thing, Carl. It flew around. I screamed and my ex-husband got it out and I moved on with my life. I didn't get tested.
Rabies ain't airborne?
Come on. I don't know.
It's not. It's
this
not.
This was 17 years ago.
Rabies
okay?
is not
Can
airborne.
Not what you weirdos. Oh, yeah. I have to get bit, okay?
It's not.
Gross.
It's right. It's transmitted through
so
direct
gross.
Contact. Yeah, yeah.
So gross. All right. Let's go to the phones. Cheryl is in Milwaukee. I was telling my traumatic bat story. You told yours. We had someone leave a voice message about how important they are to the ecosystem.
Bats are mammals. They're not rats with wings. Well, rats are mammals too.
Oh boy.
In case you didn't know.
DZ's fighting the bat community.
Yep. What's up? No, fight me.
You guys are too much. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
Good morning.
You have a bat story?
Yeah. So this is probably like a couple years ago when I used to work at a bar and it was like late at night.
Yeah.
And like Adrian's there with me, and one of my friends were too. and we had the music blast, and all of a sudden we see this bat flying around. So I'm telling everybody to open up the doors to get the bat out.
Yeah.
And I forget to turn off the music because, you know, they do the sonic stuff, and he probably would have found his way out if I had it quiet in there.
Oh, with
the
sonar.
Well, my friend was playing pool, and he grabs a stick, and he whacks the bat and kills it.
No!
With the pool stick.
Okay, that's not cool.
I start crying because I'm upset because they hurt the bat, and then Adrian goes to pick up the bag that he put the bat in. The bat falls out the bag, and he literally screamed like a girl because it fell out the bag.
This is Adrian, one of our callers.
I got to tell the story at your wedding, which I'm coming to, by the way, whether you like it or not.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, we're telling it. That's Adrian in the back? Oh, we're telling it.
I'm coming and I'm telling the bat story. No matter what you got engaged on the air, we're coming to the wedding, and we are speaking, and we're telling the bat story. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for this moment.
Save a special segment from the speeches for us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You guys are savages over there.
I at least appreciate y'all being good people and being like, all right, we got to take care of this bat. Like, because it turned into everybody panicking to now everybody's sad for the bat. Like,
well, Cheryl's like me. You know, I ran over a mouse when I was in fifth grade with the lawnmower. I cried for days.
Days.
I mean, really?
That bat all of a sudden's a family member? Like, what just happened, bro?
I felt so bad.
Sitting at the table.
Right? Like, not baddie. No. Not baddie the baddie.
All right, Cheryl. Thanks for sharing. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Appreciate
y'all. See you at the wedding.
Yeah, we'll see you at the wedding for
real. Make sure our microphone's nice and warmed up for us. Just saying.
Me.
Holly and Sheboygan texted in. Just grab a tennis racket when they come in your house. It works every time. Chill out.
I do believe that we have to be humane with the animals of the world. I might not be the guy that likes bats, rats, and all of them things, but don't mean I'm trying to off it all.
No. Trish texted in. Did you ever go to the zoo and see the bats there? Some of them are so cute. Before that, I thought they were terrifying, but also they eat bugs and mosquitoes in summer, which I appreciate the mosquitoes. Yes, thank you. I don't need those.
I just use citronella candles. Thank you, though.
Somebody texted in that bats eat lice. That's why they brought up the lice.
Oh.
Okay. Well, okay. I still don't think I have to pick one or the other. I'm just saying.
Listen, if you got that big of a lice problem, I don't think you should be worried about a bat.
For real, though. For real. Oh, my gosh. All right. I see all your texts coming in. It's hard to piece these together sometimes because of the way our texts come in, so right. I apologize. Julia in Milwaukee said, Buenos dias, Allie and DZ.
Must be our Julia. She's probably on the way.
Maybe. She said, I don't have a bat story, and I have not been near, nor will I ever go near a bat. I know it's just something scarred her as a kid. I hate the way our texts come in. It's a movie that scarred her as a kid. Have a great day. See, I don't know.
It might be Batman.
It must be a bat movie she's talking.
It must be Batman.
Knock it off.
I dislike bats so much, I like Superman better.
Oh, the movie's called Cujo. C-U-J-O.
You ain't scared?
It's a horror movie from 1983. Never heard of it.
Cujo with the dog. You never heard of Cujo?
No, now I'm Googling it.
Yeah, it's a dog movie. I didn't really think there was a bat in it. Huh. What am I missing?
Maybe there wasn't a bat in it. Maybe it's just a film. I have no idea. I don't know. But we appreciate your text either way. Okay, so are we done with the bat stories?
I've been waiting on you.
Okay, goodbye.